This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
But one of the weird things that happened to me the other week was, look, I started working out, so I went to...
Oh, really? I can show, I can see the guns.
No, yeah. They look really, like, well-defined.
I didn't want to say anything, but I was there for maybe 20 minutes.
20
and
minutes.
I feel, you know, jacked.
You know, yeah, you know, you look jacked. Yeah. I mean,
I feel ripped. And,
was it all chiseled. The caffeine tonight, or was it?
Look, I just feel just on top of it, right? No, but no, I bought a new drink bottle, it's one of those ones where it's like molded to fit your hand. So you know, you grab it, and it's a good size.
Oh,
you know?
Right, yeah.
And
yeah,
unlike Donald Trump, you have big hands.
No, I've got normal hands.
Right,
and
right.
Everything fits perfect.
Fits perfectly in your hand. So you're saying it's like a bit of a hand job bottle?
Oh, okay. Look, no, that's not at all what I am.
Oh, really?
Getting at so. Later in the day, look, we'll move on. Later in the day,
okay. All right.
Wanted to start this new dinner plan. You know, started going to the gym.
Uh-huh.
Started a new dinner plan. So I heated up some of this food I got.
Oh.
Got.
That sounds lovely, huh? What was the dinner? What did you make in that little... Was it a little...
It was a green curry chicken.
Uh-huh. From the weight people because...
Yeah, they were watching what I was going on.
Of course.
Was it hot and spicy?
It was light and it was very easy to cook. So... One of the things, easy to cook, just chucked it in the microwave, but it came out really hot. You got to let it just, like, breathe for a sec, you know? So I utilized the strategy that we've discussed, the
of
mouth
course.
Exhaust.
Yeah, dangerous foods, you know?
And,
when
you know,
food attacks.
When right? food attacks, exactly right. So when I had to, you know, use the mouth exhaust and I was using, you know, that personal airflow you produce.
Of course, you're doing the old blowjob.
I wasn't doing that to my tigering chicken.
What do you mean?
Thing. So, again, I don't really think you're listening to me.
Oh, really?
In what I'm saying. So,
you sure?
Look, later that night, we'll just keep pushing forward. Later that night, I went and saw a gig. There was this new band.
Oh.
I've heard about them.
Really? Are they like a sort of a guitar, you know, maracas?
There's people playing a bit of everything.
Or is it a wind instrument? Wind instrument.
There was a little bit of wind.
There was a lot of wind.
Wind beneath my wings.
Look, there was a lot of movements, but the musicians,
uh-huh.
I'll call them.
Uh-huh.
They were playing the flute and
a flautist.
They were flouting their flute.
They were doing it.
They were doing
very
it.
Well.
Wow, really?
So well. It was hard to keep track of their hands. You know, all of the little digits moving up and down.
Up and down the flute. Yeah,
they were digitally penetrating.
Yeah. Oh, I not.
Were they they were fingering the flute, right?
Well, I don't play the flute, and I don't know if they.
That's
call
a term.
It.
All right, that's a term. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of fingering.
Oh, look. Okay. Again, moving through the day.
Okay.
After the gig, I realized my car was so just dirty.
Oh, really?
It was really dirty. So I wanted to just. Put everything in the right spot.
Oh,
put
okay.
everything where it needed to be, and I was.
Was it muddy and brown?
No. My car was cleaned out. I did a full cleanse.
So it was originally muddy and brown, is what you're saying.
At one stage, it might have been.
At one stage,
I had to pull the bleach out, and I got things out,
cleaned it,
but everything.
Flushed it.
You had a full douche, which is obviously
a clean
a shower. Shower.
Okay. Yeah.
Shower.
The car is now cleaned.
Okay.
Long story short, but I had to just make sure everything was in the perfect spot. Everything was perfectly placed.
Oh, so you were fisting something?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't fisting anything.
But it does sound like, you know what it does sound like? Because, I mean, you know, you were putting the spots in the right thing. So, I mean, it does sound like you were doing some hardcore anal.
Oh, wow. Okay, no, look.
Because it does hurt.
It might. But, again, the last thing. All right, I'm going to stop telling my stories. One of the last things I wanted to say is that I was at the bowling alley and I was nailing it. Absolutely nailing it. Strike after strike. People were giving out high fives, but one bloke, you know, just throws his arm out and gives me a bit of a clenched hand.
Oh, so now we're talking about fisting. I was just very excited to talk about fisting.
I can't believe it ends up that way.
How does it? How?
See, I always have to prepare myself when someone tries to fist me.
I hope you're prepared if that happens, but realistically...
It sounds like a pretty loose day you're having.
Yeah.
I don't think this segment is turning out. I don't want to turn it into a call-out segment, but I feel like you two are being two silly willies right now.
Oh. Whoa, how
Wait,
dare
silly
you?
Willy?
How dare you, say that sort of stuff?
Do you want
to get kicked off air? Yeah. Huh? Have you read the CBAA codes?
I'm sorry. My producer license is up for renewal.
Up for... Oh, no. Uh-oh.
And
I think that
I'm on probation.
Yeah, that's a telephone call right from the CBAA right now. Okay?
Silly Willy.
Oh, Z, what have you done to us?
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.